Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Livewire's Buy Hold Sell. I'm your host, Ali Selby. And if there's one thing on every Australian's mind at the moment, it's the end of lockdowns. For those in New South Wales, Freedom Day could be coming sooner than previously thought, with a date penciled in for mid-October. So to discuss the companies that could flourish in this environment, we're joined by Nathan Hughes from Perpetual and Mike Murray from Australian Ethical. First up, we have IDP Education, which provides the world's leading English language test. Mike, I might start on you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Ali, look, I can definitely see why people would be attracted to this stock as a buy on reopening. There's no doubt that they will get very good growth as part of a reopening trade. We've always just struggled with valuation with this name. You know, I think you're probably paying about 50 times even on recovered earnings. They certainly have shown a good degree of resilience through the downturn. I think it's a quality business, but it's a sell for us.
As you mentioned there, it had a pretty good year considering borders were closed. Its share price rose around 70% over the past 12 months. Nathan, over to you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, Ali, I tend to agree with Mike and it's a sell from me. I would point out that I've been on the wrong side of this stock pretty much since the day it listed. it's been a tremendous growth story and obviously has a lot of desirable attributes, great market share, great balance sheet, generates a ton of cash flow. And look, student placements will recover as border mobility opens back up, but I just can't make the valuation stack up.
Okay, staying on you, Nathan. Next, we have Domain Group. It's been a pretty volatile ride for shareholders over the past 12 months. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
So Domain's a hold. Look, fundamentally, real estate portals, they're great businesses with really strong network effects. And whilst Domain isn't the market leader, it is a very strong number two. And look, we see a reasonable outlook for revenue growth. So listings will take a dip at the minute, but we think they'll pick up nicely once we're out of lockdown. But I think there'll be pricing growth there as well. So look, the one query again is the price you're being asked to pay, but I think it's in the hold zone for us.
Awesome. Over to you, Mike. Is Domain a buy, hold or sell for you?
Look, it's a buy for us, Ali. I agree with Nathan. The economics of this business are very strong. And, you know, and I think that's true across, you know, REA and SEEK and these sorts of businesses. And probably what stands out for us in this case, though, is they're still earning a lower margin than REA. And you know, they have a lower share of that revenue pie. So we're backing them to improve their margin and take more of that share through time.
Okay, now we are going on a plane and going absolutely anywhere. Webjet, its share price has lifted about 50% over the past 12 months. Mike, I'll stay on you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, we're a hold on this. Ali, I think it's an interesting company and I definitely think it's a reopening play. I just wonder how much of the heavy lifting has already been done. You know, there's probably twice as many shares on issue now than there were a couple of years ago. The enterprise value would have recovered back to really pre-COVID levels. I don't really want to pay, you know, the current price for it, but it's an interesting business.
Nathan, I'll definitely be booking a holiday once lockdowns are lifted. Is Webjet a buy, hold or sell for you?
Look, it's a sell, and I'd echo Mike's thoughts, actually, but with a slightly different take on the outcome. I think there's no doubt they'll enjoy a really strong recovery, but I think the two most salient points Mike made were around the enterprise value and just how much of that recovery is baked into today's share price. There are a lot more shares on issue, and there's also some debt or convertible debt on the balance sheet as well. So that gives me some pause. Look, the other thing is something I struggle with, just a trend we've seen in a lot of industries, is a lot of businesses going more direct to consumer and controlling their own distribution. And so from that perspective, I just wonder about the long-term sustainability of Webjet's B2B model.
Okay, next up, we have healthcare company Healius. It has a $3 billion market cap and its share price has risen around 45% over the past year. Nathan, I'll stay on you. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
So look, I think Healius is a hold. It's a really interesting one because they're benefiting at the moment from pretty high COVID testing volumes, and this is pretty profitable business. And look, we'd expect that to taper off over time, but at the same time, we think that'd be good for their base business as people get more mobile and are more willing to go and get checked out and go and get things done that they might otherwise be putting off. I think the sustainable improvement plans that they're putting in place will lead to margin growth over the medium term. And look, the balance sheet's in really good shape post the sale of the medical centres division. So look, as a whole for us, we think it's reasonably valued and should be a pretty defensive grower on the other side of the COVID lockdown.
Mike, as Nathan mentioned, its profits were up about 179% in its report in August. Is it a buy, hold or sell for you?
It's a buy, Ali. And I say that even though the company has done well, we really like the fact that they've simplified their business. You know, they've moved out of the more capital intensive medical center part of their business. And you know, pathology is a fantastic business. We know that it scales very nicely. And they've probably done a bit better in the day hospital acquisition that they made in Montserrat than we would have expected them to do. The balance sheet is attractive and the multiple is still reasonable compared to some of the other companies like Sonic that we look at. So it's a buy.
Okay, last up, we have Genworth Mortgage Insurance. Its share price recently tanked after it announced it would have to write a new proposal for a deal with CBA. Mike, is it a buy, hold or sell?
Look, it's probably not your typical reopening trade, Ali, but it is a beneficiary of rising house prices more generally. We think the company is conservatively provisioned and reserved and trades at about a 40% discount to its net tangible asset backing, which, as I said, we think is conservative. So it's a buy for us.
Over to you, Nathan. It has quite a lot of cash on its balance sheet to withstand any fallout from loan delinquencies. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
So, look, I think Genworth's a buy. As Mike pointed out, it trades at a big discount to NTA, and I'd echo those sentiments. I think it's conservatively stated. They've written off some deferred acquisition costs last year and bumped their provisions quite considerably. I know that the company is as conservatively reserved on a per policy basis as it ever has been, and that's been ticking up despite pretty good claims performance over the period of listing, really. Now, bearing in mind that it is at the point in the housing market and these are high of the odd loans they are insuring, so it's not without risk, but they do price for it and they have been upping price consistently. So, look, I think there's a lot of value embedded in the back book. The CBA contract issue is an issue, but I think when you're buying it for 0.6 times tangible book in the first place, you're not pricing in any future business growth anyway, and you're actually pricing a pretty severe outcome for claims, which we think is, we can't say definitively, but we think is pretty unlikely. So I think there's a lot of value in this stock.
Well, that's all we have time for today. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. If you did, why not give it a like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're adding new content every week.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.